Welcome to the Personal Improvement Now podcast, where we focus on personal growth and a better quality of life. For the next few months, our podcast episodes published on Wednesdays will include readings from Maestro Circe's ebook titled Time Management, A Guide for Lifetime Success, and go deeper into building time management skills towards a better life. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Welcome to the Personal Improvement Now podcast. In today's episode, we will focus on Maestro Circe's ebook titled Time Management, A Guide to Lifetime Success, and go deeper into building time management skills for a better quality of life. Today, we examine Chapter 2, The Power of Planning, with subchapter, Setting Priorities Like a Pro. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 2, The Art of Daily Planning. Setting Priorities Like a Pro. The ticking of the clock seems to mock me as I sit here, staring at the ever-growing list of tasks that demand my attention. It's a familiar feeling, one that I've grappled with time and time again. The constant battle between the urgent and the important, the tyranny of the immediate versus the strategic vision that I know I must pursue. And as I contemplate this predicament, I can't help but marvel at the striking contrast that lies at the heart of effective prioritization. On the one hand, the urgent tasks scream for my immediate action, their deadlines looming like a tidal wave about to crash down upon me. These are the fires that I must extinguish, the problems that require a swift and decisive response. They demand my attention now, their clamor drowning out the quiet, persistent voice of the truly important. But on the other hand, I know that true progress, the kind that leads to lasting success, lies in my ability to discern the essential from the merely urgent, to focus my limited time and energy on the tasks that align with my long-term goals and vision. It's a delicate balancing act, this dance between the pressing and the profound, and as I've learned over the years, it's a skill that can be honed and refined, a priority matrix that can transform the way I approach my daily responsibilities. By learning to distinguish the vital from the merely urgent, I can reclaim my time, my focus, and my sense of purpose, empowering me to make decisions that propel me towards the future I've envisioned, rather than leaving me perpetually consumed by the demands of the present. The key, as I've discovered, lies in the art of prioritization, not merely a matter of checking off items on a to-do list, but a strategic mindset that infuses every aspect of my work and personal life. It's about understanding that not all tasks are created equal, that some hold the power to transform my trajectory, while others are mere distractions, obstacles that must be navigated with efficiency and precision. And so, with a deep breath and a steely determination, I dive into the world of prioritization, eager to uncover the secrets that will allow me to make the most of my limited time and resources. I know that the path ahead will not be an easy one, that the temptation to succumb to the siren call of the urgent will always be present. But I also know that the rewards of mastering this art are immense, the potential for growth and fulfillment limitless. As I begin to explore the various tools and strategies that can help me navigate this challenge, I'm struck by the sheer power of the priority matrix, a simple yet profound framework that can revolutionize the way I approach my day-to-day responsibilities. By categorizing my tasks into four distinct quadrants, the urgent and important, the important but not urgent, the urgent but not important, and the neither urgent nor important, I can start to see the world through a new lens, one that allows me to make more informed and strategic decisions. In the first quadrant, the urgent and important tasks, I find the fires that demand my immediate attention. These are the deadlines that cannot be missed, the crises that require swift action. These are the tasks that, if left unchecked, could derail my entire operation, causing untold damage and disruption. And while I know that I cannot avoid these tasks entirely, I also recognize that I must approach them with a sense of measured urgency, tempering my response with the wisdom and foresight that comes from a clear understanding of my priorities. The second quadrant, the important but not urgent tasks, is where I find the true gold of my productivity. These are the projects and initiatives that hold the power to transform my trajectory, the ones that align with my long-term vision and strategic goals. They may not scream for my attention with the same intensity as the urgent tasks, but their impact is no less significant. By carving out dedicated time to focus on these essential activities, I can make steady progress towards my most ambitious objectives, laying the groundwork for lasting success. The third quadrant, the urgent but not important tasks, is where I must exercise the greatest discipline. These are the distractions that can easily pull me off course, the tasks that demand my time and energy but offer little in the way of meaningful progress. They may be important to someone else, or they may simply be the result of my own lack of focus or prioritization. Regardless, I've learned that the key to mastering this quadrant is to develop the courage to say no, to ruthlessly eliminate the unnecessary in order to make room for the truly important. And finally, the fourth quadrant, the neither urgent nor important tasks, is where I must be vigilant in maintaining a sense of perspective. These are the activities that offer no real value, the time sinks that can easily consume my day if I'm not careful. It's here that I must be ruthlessly efficient, delegating where possible and automating wherever I can, freeing up my precious time and energy for the tasks that truly matter. As I delve deeper into the world of prioritization, I'm struck by the sheer power of this simple yet transformative framework. By learning to navigate the delicate balance between the urgent and the important, I've discovered a newfound sense of clarity and purpose, a renewed commitment to the vision that drives me forward. Gone are the days of perpetual firefighting, of drowning in a sea of endless tasks and obligations. Instead, I found a path forward, a way to harness the power of my limited time and resources to achieve the goals that matter most. And as I reflect on this journey, I'm reminded of the timeless wisdom of the great thinkers and leaders who have grappled with this challenge before me. From the ancient Stoics to the modern productivity gurus, the message is clear. The true measure of success lies not in the quantity of our tasks, but in the quality of our focus and the intentionality of our actions. It's a lesson that has resonated with me deeply, inspiring me to approach each day with a renewed sense of purpose and a steadfast commitment to the priorities that will shape my future. So as I sit here, surrounded by the teeming demands of my daily life, I find solace in the knowledge that I hold the power to make a difference, to chart a course that will lead me to the heights of my own ambition. With the priority matrix as my guide, I am empowered to make the tough decisions, to say no to the distractions and the time sinks, and to devote my energy to the tasks that truly matter. And in doing so, I know that I am not just improving my own productivity and effectiveness, but also paving the way for a future that is filled with purpose, fulfillment, and the kind of lasting success that can only be achieved through the disciplined pursuit of what's truly important.
Thank you for being part of today's Personal Improvement Now podcast. As we work towards personal growth, we also contribute positively to our communities by inspiring those around us to pursue their own journeys of improvement. Ultimately, prioritizing personal development now lays the groundwork for a more resilient society, capable of overcoming future obstacles together. You are invited to visit our official website at www.sersea.space. We also have an inspirational YouTube channel with hundreds of motivational videos at www.bit.ly/personalimprovementnow.